This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Self-initiated CT screening linked to early lung cancer detection in Taiwan. A nationwide analysis of lung cancer patterns in Taiwan reveals a significant shift toward earlier stage diagnoses, particularly among never-smoking women who increasingly use self-initiated low-dose computed tomography LDCT screening. The study, published in the Lancet Regional Health Western Pacific, tracked 15 years of cancer registry data across Taiwan's entire population. 68% increase in early-stage lung adenocarcinoma diagnoses among never-smoking women from 2011 to 2019, according to Taiwan Cancer Registry data. Stage distribution changes in Taiwan lung adenocarcinoma, early versus late-stage diagnoses among never-smoking women, 2011-2019, 68% increase in early-stage cases, 12% stable late-stage diagnosis, 15% decline in cancer mortality. Source: Taiwan Cancer Registry, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Never-smoking women drive early detection surge. The most striking changes occurred among women who had never smoked, according to the Taiwan Cancer Registry analysis spanning 2004 to 2019. Early-stage adenocarcinoma diagnosis in this population increased by 68%, while late-stage disease remained relatively stable at just 12% growth over the same period. This demographic shift coincided with expanding access to self-initiated LDCT screening across Taiwan's healthcare system. The World Health Organization has previously noted that early detection programs can significantly improve cancer survival rates when properly implemented. Ming-Chia Li, the study's lead investigator from National Taiwan University, noted that the pattern suggests both expanded detection capabilities and emerging clinical benefits. The research team analyzed over 200,000 lung cancer cases from Taiwan's Comprehensive National Cancer Registry. Opportunistic screening patterns emerge. Unlike organized national screening programs, Taiwan's approach relied heavily on opportunistic, self-initiated screening through private healthcare providers. This model created unique insights into how screening accessibility affects cancer detection patterns, according to the study authors. The research documented parallel increases between LDCT utilization rates and early-stage diagnoses, particularly in urban areas with greater healthcare access. Rural regions showed more modest improvements, highlighting potential equity concerns in screening access across Taiwan's diverse geography. For context on clinical screening guidelines, healthcare systems worldwide are evaluating optimal lung cancer screening strategies for different population groups. Mortality trends suggest clinical benefit bar. Despite increased overall incidence from enhanced detection, incidence-based mortality declined by 15% during the study period. This suggests the stage shift translated into meaningful clinical outcomes, though longer follow-up studies will be needed to confirm sustained survival benefits. The mortality decline occurred primarily among patients diagnosed with early-stage disease, supporting the clinical rationale for expanded screening programs. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has similarly documented mortality benefits from organized lung cancer screening initiatives. However, the study authors caution that the transition phase they observed may include both genuine clinical benefit and potential overdiagnosis of indolent cancers. This balance remains a key consideration for screening policy development globally. Healthcare system implications. The Taiwan experience offers valuable lessons for healthcare systems considering lung cancer screening expansion, particularly in Asian populations where adenocarcinoma rates among never-smokers exceed Western patterns. Cost-effectiveness analyses remain pending, though the researchers noted that Taiwan's national health insurance system successfully absorbed the increased diagnostic and treatment volumes. The National Institutes of Health continues to fund research into optimal screening strategies for diverse populations. For additional insights on global cancer trends, similar demographic shifts are emerging across multiple Asian healthcare systems with expanding diagnostic capabilities. The coexistence of increasing early-stage incidence, largely stable late-stage disease, and declining incidence-based mortality suggests a transition phase characterized by both detection expansion and emerging clinical benefit. Dr. Ming-Chia Li, National Taiwan University, The Lancet Regional Health, Western Pacific, 2026. Key takeaways: early-stage lung adenocarcinoma diagnoses increased 68% among never-smoking women in Taiwan from 2011 to 2019. Self-initiated LDCT screening paralleled stage shift patterns, particularly in urban areas with greater healthcare access. Cancer mortality declined 15% despite increased overall incidence, suggesting clinical benefit from early detection. The opportunistic screening model offers insights for healthcare systems evaluating lung cancer screening expansion. Frequently asked questions: who should consider lung cancer screening? Current guidelines primarily recommend screening for heavy smokers aged 50 to 80, though this study suggests potential benefits for never-smoking populations in regions with high adenocarcinoma rates. Patients should discuss individual risk factors with their healthcare providers. How accurate is low-dose CT screening? LDCT screening can detect lung nodules as small as 3 to 4 millimeters, though not all detected abnormalities represent cancer. The Taiwan study documented stage shifts that suggest improved detection of clinically relevant cancers. What are the risks of lung cancer screening? Potential risks include false positive results leading to unnecessary procedures, radiation exposure from repeated scans, and possible overdiagnosis of slow-growing cancers. The Taiwan data suggests benefits may outweigh risks in appropriate populations. Future research priorities include long-term outcome studies and cost-effectiveness analyses of opportunistic screening models. Taiwan's experience provides a valuable real-world laboratory for understanding how screening accessibility translates into population health benefits across diverse demographic groups. Source: Stage Shifts in National Lung Adenocarcinoma and the Impact of Opportunistic Self-Initiated LDCT Screening in Taiwan, a nationwide population-based cohort study.